How to Have a Good Day. This is the author, Caroline Webb. Introduction. How we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives. Annie Dillard. 30 years ago, I picked up my first paycheck. It wasn't a check, in fact. Just a small collection of bills and coins in an envelope. My wages for working as a clerk in a local supermarket. On the face of it, it wasn't a great job. It was poorly paid and certainly not glamorous. I stacked shelves, mopped floors, and wore a company-issued uniform marked with stains from its previous owner. The manager was gruff and kept an eye on the store from a booth high above the shop floor. And yet, somehow, I liked it. There was camaraderie among the staff, and even the occasional night out together. I took pride in pleasing customers with my speed at the register. I felt useful. 6 years later, I landed a far more upscale role as a researcher at an economics institute. I had my own office and a surprisingly large number of recycling bins all to myself. But I soon felt strangely miserable. I couldn't get anyone to pay attention to my work, and I drifted. I wrote an enormous, earnest report on economic development in post-communist Europe that I'm pretty certain nobody read. I was dealing with what we these days call a first-world problem, and I knew I was lucky to have the job. But it became hard to summon the energy to turn up to work every day. And at that point in my life, I didn't know how to turn it around. I treaded water till my contract was up, then quietly moved on. Over the course of my life, I've done a lot of different types of work, some of it worse and some of it better than those two early jobs of mine. I've been a hotel maid, receptionist, and waitress. I've had demanding careers as an economist, a management consultant, and an executive coach. I've worked in the private sector and the public sector. I've been part of a huge global company, and I've launched my own tiny startup. And through it all, I noticed the same thing over and again, that the quality of my day-to-day experience wasn't necessarily defined by my title. It was possible to have good days in bad jobs, while the more prestigious roles didn't always correlate with great contentment. That paradox seeded my lifelong curiosity about what it takes to flourish at work, both mentally and emotionally. It became something of a personal cause as I sought to find the right way to handle the increasing intensity of my professional life, and even more so once I noticed how my colleagues and clients often felt frustrated and worn down, making it hard for them to function at their best. In fact, survey after survey suggests that half or more of all employees feel disengaged in their work. Add to that the off days experienced by those of us who generally feel motivated and happy, and we're looking at a lot of lost human potential. Yet we often talk about professional dissatisfaction as if it's a casual disappointment, something to be endured until the weekend rolls around and perhaps joked about with friends. What happened to you today? Oh, work, you know. Ha ha, me too. Have a drink. So I've devoted much of my career to figuring out how to improve our chances of saying a cheery yes thanks when we're asked, did you have a good day? My 12 years with McKinsey & Company, the management consultancy, helped greatly in my pursuit of that goal, since it gave me the opportunity to find out what everyday life was like inside hundreds of workplaces. I specialized in projects that helped organizations shift their culture in a more positive direction, which meant I spent a lot of time studying behavior, attitudes, and processes. And whenever I could, I'd ask my clients the same three questions. What does a good day look like for you? What about a bad one? What would it take to have more good days